Johnny Condidora and Cardan Gibbold were walking back from an activity and saw a massively long snake. All of a sudden, you could hear the screams from Albany. Nobody knew what to do, and everyone was scared. Cardan was curious to know what species of snake it was. Slowly, he crept up to the snake and had a careful look. Reporters say that Cardan knew that it was like a snake, so he bent down and felt the snake and realized it was a pipe.
On Tuesday, the 10th of May, the biggest problem has struck us on the Year 6 camp to Albany. Tristan Clark is standing under the cold water in the shower.
Luckily, with the quick thinking of Ben Heatley, he remembered there were two showers. Mr. Clark had the warmest shower, then all of the boys in that dorm celebrated Mr. Heatley's amazing mind.
This morning at exactly 9:30 a.m, the entire city of Albany was awoken to the sound of Mr. Andrew Newton's sexy push-ups.
As everybody woke up, the boys in our dorms were horrified and stayed under their sleeping bags. We give pity to all duty group people who had to witness it firsthand. Mr. Newton said, "I was just doing my morning sexy push-ups. What's so disturbing about acting like a lady in my morning fitness?"
A freak accident occurred on the 1st of April in a girls' dorm. Miss Georgia Stone had a tiring day and was looking forward to a nice and cosy sleep. As she was heading into her dorm, her friend Abby Pesaris was with her. She was talking about tomorrow's activities. Georgia entered her sleeping bag backwards and fell off the stairs to go to the top bunk.
She looks like a wiggly worm trying to get down. Her friends huddled around her and helped her up. That was a very upside-down day for Georgia.
Breaking news! There's been a report on a strange knocking sound in the Geek and Muttonbird dorms. Some bystanders think it is someone else, and some think it is outside, but one bystander said this camp is haunted.
Suddenly, Joshua Fernandez disappeared and didn't come back. In the morning, some people found footsteps leading to the sea.
Today, Shreya Mohan was crawling backwards up the flat hill when she discovered an ant's nest. Miss Mohan was wondering as to what would happen if she stuck her big head in the ant's nest. As she approached the ant's nest, she realized it wasn't an ant's nest. It was an ant mountain.
She really didn't care. She still stuck her head in it. She had to rush to hospital because of all the ant bites on her face. Her friend Pranavi Devata said, "She had no idea that ants could bite. I don't think she even knew what ants are."
There's been a report on a strange knocking sound in the Geek and Muttonbird dorms. Some bystanders think it is someone else, and some think it is outside, but one bystander said that this camp is haunted.
On the 10th of May, Tony O'Neill complained about how many rocks and bushes were in her way, and suddenly she tripped on a rock and cut her finger. 17 litres of blood gushed out over 10 minutes. She felt dizzy after losing so much blood that she fainted.
Several teachers rushed to her aid, and many contemplated about amputating her finger. Suddenly, when the scent of dinner wafted past her, she made a miraculous recovery and raced up to the dining hall. Since then, many demands have led to the new rule of no bushwalks ever again.
Breaking news! Marina was making a perfect sandwich laden with carrots, lettuce, potato, cheese, chili, and free-range eggs on toast. 2 minutes later, she looked out the window, finding Timothy White stealing lettuce. Not any lettuce, but Romina's lettuce.
Marina acted fast, maybe too fast, and chucked the carrot, lettuce, potato, cheese, chili, free-range eggs on toast out the window and into the dirty water.
Marina ran to the jetty and dived into the deathly water with the fishies, not knowing she could not swim.
Tim White glided down in his submarine, but he did not save her. No, eventually the teachers swam in and did some CPR.
Today, Shreya Mohan was crawling backwards up the flat hill when she discovered an ant's nest. Miss Mohan was wondering as to what would happen if she stuck her big head in the ant's nest. As she approached the ant's nest, She realized it wasn't an ant's nest. It was an ant's mountain.
She really didn't care. She still stuck her head in it. She had to be rushed to hospital because of all the ant bites on her face. Her friend Pranavi Devata said she had no idea that ants could bite. I don't think she even knew what ants were.
Breaking news, there's been a young man named Sean Yao who declares shoes have been covered in mud.
His blue and green Nikes were covered in reeking mud. What would his mum say? What would his dad say? He knew his mother would send him to bed with no chocolate lava cake.
He screamed his head off as he demanded his cross parents to take him home. The teacher wouldn't listen to him. He threw a tantrum like anything.
It was the end of the world for Sean and his shoes.
On Tuesday, the 10th of May, Ben Heatley allegedly assaulted James Bingham, one of his fellow dorm buddies, with a mini awesome glowing ball.
Did I mention? It was black and red. The ball smacked him straight in the schnoz. Campbell Bright rushed to a teacher to call the hospital. When the ambulances arrived, we found that Mr. Bingham would need a full nose reconstruction. We interviewed Campbell. This is what he said. I looked at Ben's eyes and saw one who's going in. I think he's half blind. James, with 20 plastic surgeons on the job, will be back to smelling things in no time, we think. Bum, bum, bum.
At Camp Corona, all of Year 6 was woken up to loud girly screams when Mr. Zors foolishly walked into the girls' room. The girls were interviewed about how this unspeakable thing happened.
They said that they couldn't even think of a more terrible thing that could be seen. Mr. Zors will be questioned about his actions on Wednesday at lunchtime. He should be facing a long time in prison.
Scientists have found that vegetables are toxic. The scientists, Connor and Noah, are very concerned because all the teachers have been found to have known this, and yet they force us to eat this toxic material. Another discovery is that chocolate is good for you, and that teachers have used this to counter the veggies. Why they ate them? To hide the secret. The teachers have gone into custody, and their punishment is to watch the children eat the chocolate in their face. The parents have yet to be tested, but so far no parent knew about this. If your teacher isn't in custody, then report him or her. This also calls for a very special sentence. No more school! Next week, the teachers will be released, but like the children, will be forced to eat mainly vegetables.
Disgusting bathroom. Eclipse arrived at the dorm and needed the bathroom, but the toilet was broken and water was flooding the room, so they went to have a shower and use the shower as a toilet because they couldn't hold it in. And then the next day, the shower had mold and food fungi in it, and the water was cold. Then we all got locked in the bathroom. But one person was still out eating candy until the teacher heard them say, "This candy is all mine." Then Mr. Zors took it and said, "Now it's all mine." And the next teacher, Mr. Boris, said, "No, it's all mine." Then Mr. Collins said, "It's all mine." Then Mr. Batson said, "It's mine." Then Mr. Lockyer said, give me mine. Then Mr. Smith wanted to eat it, but they all started a fight, and Philip came to the girl dorm, and they all screamed that Philip ate all the jellies and ran home.